Only 4% of people believe the COVID vaccine is more deadly than the disease, but 25% say they don't know. That is not good. Because if anti-vaxxers can simply spread enough misinformation to cause people to throw up their hands and say, I just don't know enough to get the shot, they have already seriously f***ed things up for all of us. And to be clear, most people who are hesitant are not fanatics or conspiracy theorists. Many are just trying to make the best decision for themselves and their family. So I'm actually going to spend the rest of this piece trying to clear up some of the biggest myths flying around, and some are pretty easy to debunk quickly, like the claims that Bill Gates is using the vaccine to put a microchip in all of us. There are no microchips in the COVID vaccine. That rumor is based on the fact that the Gates Foundation funded research years ago, which is frequently taken out of context. In that study, researchers looked into creating an invisible ink that could potentially be injected along with a vaccine in order for populations like refugee kids to be able to retain vaccine records without paperwork. Over time, the original context was lost, contorted, and kind of telephoned its way into becoming something-something Bill Gates microchips on Facebook, a claim which, if you think about it for just a second, doesn't make sense. Because if your main concern is that Bill Gates could use microchips to track you, he can already do that. That's what your f***ing phone is. Now, another more reasonable sounding concern has to do with just how fast the vaccine came together.
Wouldn't want to get it. I felt like it was too rushed.
I think the whole thing has been rushed through too fast.
It kind of came really fast, like the vaccine. They made up one really fast.
It was done way too quick. I don't feel comfortable with taking it. Not anytime soon.
I think that they're using the public as guinea pigs.
Right. And that doesn't sound good. Nobody wants to be a guinea pig.
Tell me why you're concerned.
Six words. Testing, 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 and more testing. It's important if you're going to put something into your body that it's absolutely and totally tested.
It is worth understanding exactly how the vaccine was able to come to market so fast, because researchers had been working on vaccines against other coronaviruses for years. So when COVID-19 hit, they had a significant head start. Operation Warp Speed, as it was famously called, wasn't about rushing the science. It was about significantly cutting through bureaucracy that could have otherwise slowed it down. As this vaccine researcher explains.
Did you ever imagine that we'd be able to develop a vaccine in 12 to 18 months?
The short answer is no. We were able to compress the timeline so that things that we would normally do in a linear fashion, A to B, we actually start the F and the E at the same time as A and B.
Exactly. They took steps that usually happen sequentially and save time by running them simultaneously. As for the claim that mRNA vaccines modify your DNA, it is very important to know that the vaccine's mRNA does not enter our genome. It does its work far from the cell's nucleus, which is where your DNA is. But the fear of what the vaccine contains or what it could do to you seems to be common. Some evangelicals are concerned that it contains cells from aborted fetuses, which it does not. Others worry that it could change the body's inner workings. You might have had a friend tell you that they are worried that the vaccines cause infertility. Those rumors were fueled by a blog post which falsely claimed that Pfizer's vaccine contained ingredients capable of training the female body to attack a protein that plays a crucial role in the development of the placenta. But a few things there. First, experts say of that claim, it's a myth, it's inaccurate, there is no evidence to support it, and there is already pretty good proof that Pfizer's vaccine doesn't cause infertility, because during the trials last year, multiple women became pregnant, and the only one who suffered a pregnancy loss was given the placebo. So it is just not true. And look, the final myth you may have heard is that the risks from the vaccine are somehow greater than the risks of COVID. That is a perception fed by the constant circulation of misleading headlines about people falling ill or dying after getting their shot. For instance, you may have seen this story that was widely shared about 23 people in Norway dying within a week of getting the shot, which does sound scary, but that headline is missing some pretty major context. While those people did die, at that point in Norway, the vaccine was being administered to the oldest or sickest people, and a certain percentage of them were statistically going to die that week, vaccine or no vaccine. On average, 400 people die every week in nursing homes in Norway. And when the World Health Organization reviewed those incidents, they didn't find any unexpected or untoward increase in fatalities, which does make sense. Correlation isn't causation. The vaccine protects against COVID, not the concept of mortality. It is weird that I have to clarify this, but you are, in fact, going to die one day.
Today, President Joe Biden announced a new goal to vaccinate 70% of adult Americans by the 4th of July. And it's notable and laudable because at the moment, the vaccination effort is going in the wrong direction. We have fewer people getting vaccinated every day.
After all the work you and so many people did to get these vaccines working and available, that a quarter of this country will not get it?
Yeah, yes, Jimmy, it is very frustrating, not only because, you know, you care about everyone in the country. You care about the health and the safety of individuals, but also, you know, there's a societal responsibility that we should all have to put an end to this outbreak. And if you have a group of people who understandably may think that they're invulnerable because they're young and healthy, and statistically the chances of their getting into trouble when they get vaccinated, therefore it doesn't make any difference if they get infected because they likely will do well, that's really not the right attitude for the following reason. One, you're not exempt from a serious outcome because we still see now a number of young people getting seriously ill. But also what happens if you let yourself get infected, it isn't just you in a vacuum. You may inadvertently and innocently infect somebody else who will infect someone who will really get in trouble. That could be someone's grandmother or grandfather, someone's wife who's on chemotherapy for breast cancer. So you can't think about yourself in a vacuum. You have to think about somewhat of your societal responsibility. So that's really the frustrating part.
Yeah, I was wondering, if my dog gets COVID and then I kiss my dog, can I get COVID?
That's a great question.
Yeah. Well, it's unlikely that your dog is going to get COVID, and it's unlikely that if you kiss your dog, you're going to get COVID from your dog. So you have two really unlikely things. So enjoy your dog.
That's great news.
But animals do get COVID, right, Dr.
They Fauci? They do. They actually, Jimmy, that's a good point. Animals do. There have been zoo animals, the big cats and others, that have gotten COVID, but there's no incidence at all that's documented of COVID that is directly transmitted from a domestic animal, a pet, to a person.
All right, very good. We have one more question, I believe, from
the question
gentleman.
Is why? Why are schools doing this, and is it a good idea? From a medical standpoint, it's hard to understand the reasoning behind this. As a group, young people are not at risk of dying from COVID. Maybe more significant, huge numbers of college students have already been infected with the coronavirus. We know that. And therefore, they have natural immunity to it. So why do these kids need the vaccine? No one has explained that.
Dr. Fauci, can you explain to the gentleman with the big cold sore on his lip why the kids need the vaccine?
You know, Jimmy, it's exactly what I said a little bit ago.
Yeah.
That one, you want to protect yourself, but also you don't want to be part of the propagation of the outbreak. Because if you get infected, even though you're young and healthy, you could, as I said, it would be inadvertently and innocently pass it on to someone else who could have a severe outcome. And when you get infected, you are propagating the outbreak. You're not being a dead stop. You're allowing the virus to continue from you to someone else. So even though you don't get any symptoms because you're generally a young, healthy person, you don't want to be part of the continuation of the outbreak. You want to be a roadblock to the outbreak.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
Thanks for the songs this week from Husker Du, Bob Dylan, Pat Benatar, The Clash, Electric Light Orchestra, and The Replacements. And thanks for the clips and excerpts from Jimmy Kimmel, John Oliver, Trevor Noah, Tucker Carlson, Chris Hayes, and Anthony Fossey.
You got to get it on. preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
Yeah, for some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
Now to absorb some local color through the magic of AM radio.
The book of Revelations tells us to watch for the seven signs of evil.
Wait, sign of evil number 4.
Continuing our sign of evil countdown, here's Vanessa Williams.
Here's Eugene Chadbourne with the devil on the radio.
He was brought up to be scared of the devil. He thought he had that all licked. He thought the angels guided his way, not the devil. So the voice on the radio must be a trick.
Devil. Can anybody tell me how I'm coming in?
He said, I can hear you loud and clear. You say, you're the devil. Won't you please tell me who this really is? Is some teenager high on drugs saying he's the devil? Breakity break now, come on.
You're talking to the devil on your CB radio. I will
scared of the devil. There were voices talking tongues in his brain. Could have been a trick, or it might have been the devil. He'll never be the same man again.
You gotta try something.
I got a job at the radio station.
Oh, great, that place. It's dark and dirty and has, like, what, those three weirdos who work there?
When you get out of the hospital, let me back into your life. I can't stand what you do. I'm in love with your eyes. And when you get out of the dating bar, I'll be here to get back into your life. I can't stand what you do. I'm in love with your eyes. Oh, I can't stand what you do. Sometimes I can't stand you, and it makes me think about me, that I'm involved with you. But I'm in love with this power that shows through in your eyes. I go to bakeries all day long. There's a lack of sweetness in my life, and there is pain inside. You can see it in my eyes. Oh, there is pain inside. You can see it in my eyes. It makes me think about me, that I've lost my pride. But I'm in love with this power that resides in your eyes. Oh, you live in modern apartments. Well, I even got scared once or twice. Last time I walked down your street, there were tears in my eyes. Well, now these streets, we all know, they help us cry when we're alone late at night. Don't you love them too? That where you got your eyes. Oh, and I can't stand what you do. Sometimes I can't stand you, and it makes me think about me, how I'm involved with you. But I'm in love that shows through in your eyes. Now, your world is beautiful. I'll take the subway to your suburb sometime. I'll seek out the things that must have been magic to your little girl mind. Now, as a little girl, you must have been magic. I still get jealous of your old boyfriends in the suburbs sometimes. And when I walk down your street, probably be tears in my eyes. I knew what happened. I can't stand what you do. Sometimes I can't stand you, and it makes me think about me, that I'm involved with you. But I'm in love with this power that shows through in your eyes. So, when you get out of the hospital, let me back into your life. I can't stand what you do, but I'm in love with your eyes.
Thank you. and the Major can become close friends, cause we get on the same train and he wants to talk, but no, there's too much history, too much biography between us. Me and the Major don't see eye to eye on a number of things. He'll take a guy like me, oh yeah. Me and the Major don't see eye to eye on a number of things. He'll take a guy like me and put him in the army, cause the Queen's own army makes him mad. Understand and he doesn't try. He knows there's something missing and he knows it's you and I. We're the younger generation who grew up fast. All the others did drugs. They're taking it out on us. They're taking it out on us. They're taking it out on us. Me and the Major are from different worlds, but if I get stuck in the lift, it's always with me. Me and the Major are from different worlds, but if I get stuck in the lift, it's always with the man of noble standing who looks down on me like I was never born. I think the Major's going quite insane. He goes along the pavement and comes back again, oh yeah. I think the Major's going quite insane. He goes along the pavement and comes back again like he's on parade. He's on parade, at least he thinks so. Swapping his tent for a sheltered home. He doesn't have a family and he's living alone. He remembers all the punks and the hippies too. And he remembers Rosie Music in 72. He doesn't understand, though he doesn't try. He knows there's something missing and he knows it's you and I. We're the younger generation, we grew up fast. All the others did drugs. They're taking it out on us. They're taking it out on us. Taking it out on us. I wanna dance, I wanna drink a whiskey, so I forget the Major and go up the town, oh boy. I wanna dance, I wanna drink a whiskey, so I forget the Major and go up the town, because the snow is falling. Yeah, the snow is falling. The snow is falling, 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 falling.
Yes, sir, it's your boy, Big Vern. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. You heard?
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
The international struggles of our world may lead to
nuclear holocaust.
To survive, you must have protection from radioactive fallout.
In the past, heavy equipment necessitated a long, costly operation for out-of-home shelter installation.
Today, Survive All basement-type shelters offer a combination steel and concrete do-it-yourself Fallout Shelter.
Civil defense approved, Survival offers maximum protection from fallout and falling debris, plus a basic equipment kit for family survival.
There's low initial cost and FHA approval. Nothing down in 5 years to pay.
For your family's protection, see a Survival Shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Scout of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Give me liberty or give me death.
WGXC, the station that gives you liberty.
Princeton and UPenn teach with the bones of murdered children. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Philadelphia's racist past resurfaced in recent weeks with the public disclosure that the bones of one or two African-American children killed by the city's police in 1985 were being used in an online Princeton University course called Real Bones, Adventures in Forensic Anthropology, without the knowledge of their families. May 13th marks the 36th anniversary of the day the city of Philadelphia bombed its own citizens. On that day in 1985, police surrounded the home of MOVE, a radical black liberation organization that was defying orders to vacate. Police flooded the home with water, filled the house with tear gas, and blasted the house with automatic weapons, all failing to dislodge the residents. Finally, police dropped a bomb on the house from a helicopter, killing 11 people, 6 adults and 5 children. The fire burned an entire city block to the ground, destroying over 60 homes. An earlier standoff in 1978 ended in a hail of police gunfire, leaving one police officer dead. MOVE members say they didn't fire a shot and that the officer was a victim of friendly fire. Nevertheless, 9 MOVE members were convicted of his murder and given life sentences. One of those MOVE 9 prisoners, Debbie Africa, secretly gave birth in her cell just 5 weeks into her sentence. She managed to keep her son, Mike Africa Jr., with her for 3 days before alerting the guards. 7 of the MOVE 9 are now free after serving 40 years. 2 died in prison. Last month, Abdullah Lee Muhammad, a grassroots organizer in Philadelphia, learned that the bones from one or two of the children killed in the 1985 MOVE bombing, Trey and Delisha Africa, were being used by Princeton University, along with the University of Pennsylvania's Penn Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology, in the online course.
The bones are, we would say like juicy, you know, meaning that you can tell that they are of a recently deceased individual. They have a lot of sort of sheen to them, at least this one does. And that is because, of course, there's still marrow in the marrow cavity and it's sort of leaching basically out and into the bone. So it gives that kind of slick sort of appearance. If you smell it, it doesn't actually smell bad, but it smells just kind of greasy.
That's Janet Monge, a Penn Museum curator, speaking in the video as she handles the bones.
Tree and Delisha, I knew them both.
Mike Africa Jr., now in his early 40s, speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour, responding to the discovery of the bones.
Tree was the oldest of all the kids. She was very kind, and she was very responsible, and she was always being called on to help with the other kids because she was the oldest. All of us were, unconventional orphans. Like, we were all together because all of our parents were in prison. Tree's parent, her mother, was in prison. Delisha's, both her parents were in prison. And, of course, my parents were in prison, too.
After the conclusion of an official inquiry, not long after the bombing, Tree's remains were reportedly buried along with those of her half-sister, Zanetta. According to press reports, the remains of the other children, including Delisha, were later handed over to a state senator who ran a funeral home and had them buried in unmarked graves. If the bones of Tree and Delisha were buried in 1985, how did they end up in Janet Monge's hands 36 years later? Immediately after the bombing, the Philadelphia Medical Examiner brought in Alan Mann, an anthropology professor at the University of Pennsylvania, to help identify the bodies recovered from the rubble of the move house. Janet Monge was a graduate student working under Mann. Mann's findings were later contradicted by Ali Z. Hameli, a forensic pathologist brought in by the city to conduct a subsequent in-depth investigation into the remains of the 11 victims. Hameli criticized the medical examiner for mishandling the move remains. The medical examiner, for unknown reasons, released some of the remains to Mann. He allegedly kept them for decades, moving from the University of Pennsylvania to Princeton University. Alan Mann, now retired, first said he didn't have the bones of Tree and Delisha Africa, then reportedly recently transferred them to a funeral home in Philadelphia. Abdullah Lee Muhammad learned of the bones, which have been described as an open secret in the anthropology community, when trying to facilitate the Penn Museum's repatriation of skulls of enslaved people held in its Morton collection. Like Harvard's 22,000 human remains and the Smithsonian's estimated 30,000 human remains, the Morton Collection skulls are a grim testament to institutional racism.
People are suffering and have been suffering for over 36 years just because of the bombing.
Again, that's Mike Africa Jr. As to what should happen to the remains of his friends Tree and Delisha, he says,
that will be decided by their parents.
The Philadelphia City Council issued an apology last November for the MOVE bombing. Reparations should be made to the MOVE community for the crimes committed against them, from the beatings to the bombing to the bones. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
German measles, Russian flu, Montezuma's revenge. And why do we say a foreign word whenever someone sneezes?
Tomorrow, I'll take a look at swine flu, up close and personal. This is Les Nesbitt.
And now, here is your WGXE weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 54 degrees. It will be mostly cloudy Saturday night with a temperature low of around 39 degrees. And on Sunday, Mother's Day, a slight chance of rain after 2 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 61 degrees. And rain is likely on Sunday night, mainly after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 44 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
One speeding ticket, Columbia County.
Columbia County, everybody gets speeding tickets. How else do they pay for the roads to get plowed in the winter?
Come on, neighbor. Yeah. Yo, this sound all right, though. Yo, me and Koozie, this gonna be our new single. And when you hear the story, you say it's all right, though. Yo, Koozie, why'd you give me a cue? One more cue and then I'm ready to go in.
Don't you like when the winter's gone and all of a sudden it start getting warm? The trees and the grass start looking fresh and the sun in the sky be looking at best. Birds be singing, flowers be blooming, a lot of brand new cars be zooming. Fly girls looking the best they could be, and the guys be dookie-dookie, and you see. Besides all that, I like the warm weather, cause that's when you can get yourself together. But I like Easter time with a grin, cause when I little used to go to Coney Island, we used to eat a lot of stuff like cotton candy. Cause back then, it was like fine and dandy. You used to get dressed up in double knits, and your plaid suit jackets did what it shits. The good old days was back then, and the reason I reminisce called
it's spring again. Everybody knows it's spring again. To the girls and boys and people above, this is the time to fall in love.
Now girls, have you ever broke up with your boyfriend and you felt that the world was coming to an end? Sitting around the house packed for no reason, just because you thought your man was skeezing for a couple of days, looked gloomy and gray, thinking about the old happy days. All of a sudden the telephone rang, he begged for your forgiveness, and you know what that brings, joy and happiness into your life, before you felt like your heart was stabbed by a knife. I'm telling you girls, keep the man that you got, cause if you cheat you might need a VD shot. You know two wrongs don't make a right, and if you did something wrong, don't do the same, it's not polite. Please don't make this breaking up a trend, because
it's spring again. Oh, everybody know it's spring again. To the girls and boys and people above, this is the time to fall in love.
Now fellas, have you ever met a girl that tried to front and wanted you to act like you was on a hunt? I used to see my homeboys frown and fret for a girl that always trying to play hard to get. I know I quoted myself, I must admit, and said anything you want, you gotta work hard for it. Mean it diabolical, be obsessed, and go off with something that a girl possess? They're really on yours like a pair of drawers. They want you to be like Santa Claus. They want drug dealers and four-wheelers, truck jewelry, they expect you to steal her. Shit, I know they must be bugging. They better hit the streets and do their own mugging. But in this case, you would just overlook her, send her on her way and say, I can't help you, hooker.
It's spring again. Everybody knows it's spring again. To the girls and boys and people above, this is the time to fall in love.
Come on, baby, dance, 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 dance.
Productions, Rob Bass, Dana Dane, Molly Marl, Olatunji, Chuck D, Ray Charles, EPMD, EU, Alberta Hunter, Run DMC, Stetsasonic, Sugar Bear, John Coltrane, Big Daddy Kane, Salt and Pepper, Luther Vandross, McCoy Tyner, Biz Marquee, New Edition, Otis Redding, Anita Baker, Thelonious Monk, Marcus Miller, Branford Marcellus, James Brown, Wayne Shorter, Tracy Chapman, Miles Davis, Force MDs, Oliver Nelson, Fred Wesley, Maceo, Janet Jackson, Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, George Clinton, Count Basie, M2May, Stevie Wonder, Bobby McFerrin, Dexter Gordon, Sam Cooke, Parliament Funkadelic, Al Jarreau, Teddy Pendergrass, Joe Williams, Wynton Marsalis, Phyllis Hyman, Sade, Sarah Vaughan, Roland Kirk, Keith Sweat, Cool Moe Dee, Prince, Ella Fitzgerald, Diana Reeves, Aretha Franklin, Bob Marley, Bessie Smith, Whitney Houston, Dionne Warwick, Steel Pulse, Little Richard, Mahalia Jackson, Jackie Wilson, Cannonball and Nat Adderley, Quincy Jones, Marvin Gaye, Charles Mingus, and Mary Lou Williams. We want to thank you all for making our lives just a little brighter here on We Love Radio.
Downtown, the people are rising. We thought it was a lockdown. They opened the fire, them bullets was flying. Who said it was a lockdown? Goddamn lie.
Oh my time.
time heals all, but you out of time now. Judge gotta watch us from the clock tower. Little tear gas cleared the whole place out. I'll be back with the hazmat for the next round. We was trying to protest and the fires broke out. Look out for the secret agents, they be planted in the crowd. Set a civil unrest, but you sleep so sound. Like you don't hear the screams when we catching beat down. Staying quiet when they killing, but you speak loud when we ride. Got opinions coming from a place of privilege. Sicker than the COVID, how they did them on the ground. Speaking of the COVID, is it still going around? Won't you tell me about the looting, what's that really all about? Cause they throw away black lives like paper towels. Plus unemployment rate, what, 40 million now? Killed a man in broad day, might never see a trial. We just wanna break chains like slaves in the south. Started in the north end, but we ended downtown. Riot cops try to block, now we got a showdown. Down. You should have been downtown. The people are rising. We thought it was a lockdown. They opened the fire. Them bullets are flying. Who said it was a lockdown? Goddamn lies.
Downtown, where I got popped with the rubber bullet tray. Down, got it in my name now. I'm a shooter. Never understand why they do it. Someone cut the channel off the news before I lose it. I ain't even tripping. If you with it, then we lootin'. Let me put this Louis in the back of Suzuki. Oh, he had to break it down so smoothly. They gon' say it's not about race, but we moving. Oh, pow, cut the tray pound. Had to put in my name. What should play now? Any given day, I'll be headed to the pulpit. Say a little prayer. Matter of fact, I need two of them. Ooh, won't he do it? Won't he do it? Ooh, this ain't 92, so we in the new rules. Though we got hips, so we don't lose the projects. About to hit Rodale with my little cousin Marcus. Someone threw a whole brick in the Neiman Marcus. Help me put the whole mannequin in the charge. You should have been downtown. The people are rising. We thought it was a lockdown. They opened the fire. Them bullets was flying. Who said it was a lockdown? Goddamn lie.
Lockdown, we ain't gotta stop. Cause they tell us to go downtown. Where I got popped with the rubber bullet tray.
train. I speak it every day. I'm trying to get it popping each and every way. It's one nation under goons. My goons are stripping all these cats down in their under rules.
Bye. Mm-hmm.